calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yes.
Hi, this is Sunshine. I have a claimant on the line, but we can barely hear you.
Is that better? Hello?
Yes, that's much better.
Okay.
I have Tawanda Henry on the line.
Okay, I'll help out. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Tawanda. It's Emmanuel on a recorded line here. I take it you were looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'd first want to confirm here that you haven't already started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
That's right. I have it.
Thank you. And then was it you or a family member that was diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Me.
Sorry to hear that. Hopefully you're doing better now. Do you happen to know the subtype by chance?
What do you mean by subtype?
Yeah, they have like large B cell, T cell, hairy cell.
B cell.
Large B
cell. B cell.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. Let me type that in. And then that's the only diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's you've had, right?
Right.
Okay. And then you're filing for yourself, so let me click that button. And about what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed like August of 2013.
Okay. So I'll put August of 2013. Let me put that here.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you mostly use the product at home or for work or both?
I used it at home out of my yard.
Okay. And while using it at home, did anyone else come into contact with the product and get sick? Any friends or family or neighbors or just you?
Just me.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. Yeah. Sometimes you just draw the short stick, huh?
Yeah.
And then go ahead and give me the address where you used the product, where you had the most exposure to the product. Can I get that address?
It's 9606 Seeker Street, Houston, Texas, 77078.
Okay. 77078. Is that where you live right now?
No.
But you're still in Houston?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I haven't been there in a long time, and I made the very poor mistake of going in the summer, because holy smokes, that Texan heat is no joke. Let me tell you that right now.
It really is bad.
Are you guys cooling off now, or is it still real warm?
I'm not there right now, so they say it's cooling off a little bit, but not by much.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, we start November in a couple of days, so it should start cooling off. But this next question does ask, how old you were when you were diagnosed?
I was like 40.
Okay.
I was like 30, 40, yeah.
All right, so between 18 and 79 then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then about how many years would you say you used the product for, ballpark?
13 years.
Okay. So you would have used the product for at least a year before you were diagnosed, and definitely over 10 days, it sounds like. Is that correct?
Yes, Lord, yes.
Okay. And then are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. And then the next questions here are about different ailments that you may or may not have been diagnosed with. I'm going to put no unless you stop me and say yes. So hepatitis B,
okay.
Hepatitis C, HIV AIDS, autoimmune disease, Epstein-Barr, diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, other cancers. No to all of those?
Yeah.
Okay. And then are you an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. And then do you have family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then let me put in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, large B cell again. And then will you please go ahead and spell out your name as it shows on your ID?
TWANDAHENRY.
You said A-G?
H, like Henry. H-E-N-R-Y. So under Henry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Henry. Okay. And then no middle name?
Sandra.
Sandra, okay. And then will you confirm your gender?
Female.
And then are you currently married or unmarried?
Widowed.
I'm sorry to hear that. And then this next question just asks about how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your you know, and your ailment? Was it something you saw on TV or online, or maybe something you read, or someone told you about it, or how did you, you know,
when I first got sick, I was going back and forth to the doctor, and there was a questionnaire that they did.
Okay, perfect. So then this would have been back in around 2013?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put that there. And then this next question does ask for your height in feet and inches.
I am 5'6".
And then weight?
I weigh about 270.
Okay, and then this is your cell phone, is it? 346-764-9029?
Yes.
And what would be the best email address for you?
8926henry@gmail.com.
@gmail.com, okay. And then just ballpark here, about how many times a month or a year did you use the product? Or let's just go monthly, and then I'll do the math. Did you use it just weekly or monthly? Or
no, I used it 2 times a week. I used it when I was outside in New York cutting grass and stuff.
Okay.
It was 2 times a month.
2 times a month already. And so 12 months, so 24 times a year. Okay. And then you said you used it for 13 years, so 24 times 13. Let me bring out the calculator. It would be 312. Okay, perfect. Got that there. And then let me go to the next portion here. So again, you did spray the product for at least a year. You stopped in 2013 when you were diagnosed, and then you did it for the 13 years, so you would have started in around 2000 or 1999?
Yes. I started using it in 2000.
Oh, okay. Let me put... Where'd it go? Okay, 2000. Perfect. Let me put that here. And then you said monthly. And then how did you normally apply it? Did you get the concentrate and mix it yourself, or was it the premix that came with the sprayer? Or
yeah, it was the spray bottle.
Residentially. Okay. And then about how big was your yard?
My yard was real big.
So like 20 by 20 or 20 by 30 or 15 by, like, if you just had a guess.
Then I would have to say the front yard was probably 20 by 20, but the backyard was bigger than the front yard.
Oh, wow. That is big. Okay. Let me just put 20 by 20 and then another larger plot.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then did you wear protective gear while you sprayed or no?
I did.
Okay. Gloves, goggles, mask, what would you wear normally?
I wore the goggles and the mask.
Okay, let me put that there. And then you said residentially. Okay, and then it was you directly spraying the product, right?
Yeah, I wore gloves too. I wore the latex gloves.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then was that home on well or city water?
City water.
Okay. And then have you been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or no?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. And then obviously it's been quite some time since you used the product last, so these may not apply, and that's okay. I just have to ask, did you keep any receipts or any empty containers or anything like that?
I did not.
And then when you got the product, was it like normally at like a Home Depot or Lowe's larger store, or was it more like a mom and pop, you know, gardening or a hardware store?
I bought it from Walgreens.
Okay, perfect. Let me write that down. And then have you ever been a smoker or no?
No.
And then are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
I'm on a fixed income right now.
Okay. And then did you ever lose any time from work because of any surgery or treatments related to your condition?
Yes, I did.
About how long would you say you had to stay away from work because of it, because of you being sick?
After I was diagnosed and started having all them treatments and stuff, I didn't work too much after that, so... Basically, from that point forward, I haven't been working too much. I tried to do a little odd-end job, but I was always getting sick and stuff, so, you know, that was basically it for me.
Perfect. Let me write that down. Thank you for all the detail. The more I can add in, the better. And then this next question asks if you've ever been in the military or no?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits or no?
No.
Have you ever filed for disability or workman's comp or no?
Yes.
Was it SSI that you went on?
Excuse me?
Was it SSI disability that you went on?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, let me put that there. And then have you ever filed for bankruptcy or no?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets and such, have you ever been convicted of a crime or no?
No.
And then I'll find the address of the hospital that diagnosed you. I just need the name and the city.
Houston Methodist. I can give you the address if you want.
I can get it here. Perfect. It's the one on Fannin Street, right?
Yes.
Alrighty, let me put that in there. And then, do you recall your doctor's name?
Jenny Chang.
I'm sorry?
Jenny Chang.
Chang. Okay. Let me look her up here. There she is. Bear with me while I transfer her info. And then either yourself or the doctor would have medical records, right?
Yes, in the hospital.
Okay. And then do you recall the kind of treatment that they did on you? Stem cell transplant, chemo, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery? Do you recall?
I had chemotherapy, immunotherapy,
okay.
And they gave me pain medicine.
And do you remember when they treated you? Was it right away in August, or was it, did approval take a little bit and it was later on? Or?
It was in August. It was in August.
Okay. I'll just put like mid-August if that's okay as a placeholder that way. Let me put that here. And I'm glad they were able to treat you so quickly. I know sometimes it takes a little while.
Yeah.
And then
it feels like
And we're just about done. Just a couple more questions here. What's your current mailing address?
955 Language Drive, apartment 1110, Houston, Texas 77060.
Okay, so that is 955 Langwood Drive, and then you said apartment 11, I'm 1110, so 1110.
Yeah.
Okay. 1110, so 1110. And then this question is asking for an emergency contact number in case we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period of time, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
No.
Okay. Let me put NA.
I don't have nobody that'll answer the phone in the daytime because they're at work.
Okay. Not a problem. We're just about done. The last section here is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section, so that they can retrieve your records. What is your date of birth?
November 17, 1961.
11/17/61, and then the Solsh?
My social?
Mm-hmm.
460-331491.
Okay. And then I'm going to be sending you an automated DocuSign here from via text message and via email. It's going to come both ways. You can sign either one. But yeah, your birthday is like 18 days away. Happy early birthday.
Yeah, baby.
It'll be
thank you.
63, if I did the math right.
Yes, I'll be 63.
Awesome. Two more years after that, and you got the big 6'5".
Oh, baby.
And then the DocuSign is spinning, so you should get it any second now. Let me see.
Okay.
It just shows sent on my end. Did that come through for you?
Your name is Emmanuel, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, like in the Bible.
Okay. Your document. They said, do you agree to receive it? Yes. Okay.
So, if you opened it up, there should be a little box to check off that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures, and then it should let you hit continue after that, and then a yellow start button should pop up, and then once you hit that start button, anywhere that's highlighted in yellow, you should just be able to tap. And then the first time you do it, it should bring up a white box to either draw your name with your finger, not your fingernail, but your finger, or it'll let you select a pre-written one in cursive. And now, I can't see what's on the screen, so if you just tell me what you see, I'll do my best to guide you. What does it read right now?
It said draw your signature. I did.
Okay, and then you should be able to hit adopt and sign.
Okay, I like this. Go back to this. Drawing is you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just moving. Okay. Okay.
And then you'll know we did it correctly once it lets you tap a yellow finish button. If you tap the yellow finish button and it completes, then we're good to go.
Yeah, I just did. Yeah. Okay.
And then let me just make sure it came through in my system. And then, yep, you're all set. So in about a week or two, the firm should reach out to you directly to introduce themselves. They're just going to double check my work, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So it'll be a quicker call than ours. And then that'll put you in their system fully. But you should also have an email with a completed copy of the document you just e-signed for your records in case you need it for any reason. And then other than that, I'm a call or text away if you need me. And what I'll do is I'll send you a direct text message from my direct line. It's a 949 area code. And then I'm just going to have, you know, say my, it's Emmanuel, and then you can just call or text me in case anything. But let me just bug you for one more minute to make sure you get that text message as well. I'm just typing it up real quick.
Okay.
Just hit send, so you should have a 949 text.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on a second.
So did that come through?
Not yet.
Really? Oh. And it's a text from a 949 area code, but you're saying no?
I'm trying to get to it. Hold on one second. I got it.
Okay. Awesome.
Is it, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. That's the wrong one. Hold on. 949?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got it.
Alrighty. You're all set then. I'm a call or text if you need me for any reason. But like I said, the firm should call you directly in about a week or two. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.